بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Sheikh Karimi to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, in our previous discussion, you talked about Mus'haf al-Ali and Mus'haf al-Usman. What is the difference between the two of the texts of the Holy Quran? What is the difference between orderly revelation of the Holy Quran and the scribed one, which is done by Usman, the third caliph, and also Imam Ali alayhi salam? Now, the main question is that, the ayahs were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, and they were recorded by some people, the literary men, on that time, and after the demise of Prophet Muhammad during the time of caliphs and also Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, the question is that, weren't they changed, or there was any alteration during this recording of the text or not? And how we can be sure that this is exactly the same text that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to almost all Muslim scholars, no alteration, no change, no distortion, tahrif has ever happened to the text of the Quran in terms of adding some verses to the Quran or omitting some verses from the Noble Book of Quran. And nowadays, there is a kind of consensus among all Muslim scholars regarding that.
Yes.
What is the reason? There are different reasons. Maybe the most convincing argument is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has challenged all human beings to bring a chapter like the Noble Book of Quran. Now, if anything has been added to the Noble Book of Quran, or anything has been reduced from the Noble Book of Quran, it means that, especially when it comes to adding some verses to the Noble Book of Quran, it means that not all the verses of this Noble Book are from God, from mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Which means that then it's not, a part of it is not miracle anymore, which requires that then people should be able to bring a chapter like the Quran. But practically, we see that no one has ever been able to bring a chapter like the Quran. So this is giving us a message that this is the book exactly revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. And that is why no one is able to bring even a three verses chapter like chapter Kauthar.
Yes.
And of course, we have different scripts of the Noble Book of Quran found in the discoveries of the people in different countries, like in Yemen, for example. And I mean, we have the same verses
yes.
In those mushafs. And we have the seerah of Muslims. I mean, generation after generation, they have been paying attention to the Noble Book of Quran. We have had thousands of memorizers of the Quran, huffaz, and all these points refer to the fact that no change has occurred in the Noble Book of Quran.
Okay.
The only thing that we have here is what we call it ikhtilaful qira'at. There are some differences yes. in reciting, not the words, and in just reciting some of the words in the Noble Book of Quran. But it is different from distortion. So when it comes to distortion or tahrif, a person willingly comes to distort the text of a scripture. What has happened, for example, to the Old Testament, to the New Testament, and many other scriptures. Some people, for changing the reality, willingly they have come to change that text, to distort that text.
Mm-hmm.
But This issue has never occurred in the Noble Book of Quran. I mean, no one has ever tried to distort the Noble Book of Quran. So there are ikhtilaf al-qira'at, there are differences in, pronouncing and reciting some of the words. But does it mean that some reciters try to change and distort the Noble Book of Quran? Mm-hmm. No, all of them were, I mean, great Muslims. Yes. They were righteous men. And no one has ever tried to willingly distort the Noble Book of Quran. So there is a big difference between these ikhtilaf al-qira'at and distortion of the Noble Book of Quran.
And we know that on that time there was no diacritic or something.
Yeah.
In the text of the Holy Quran, even dotting, even punctuation or diacritic, okay? And this nahw of the Holy Quran was, then added into the text of the Holy Quran. Imam Ali alayhi salam was among the first people who taught people, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there are two, three reasons for the roots of this ikhtilaf al-qira'at. Mm-hmm. We know that the Arabic language at that time was in its initial stage.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, without any dot, without any diacritic, and without maybe vowels. So when it comes to Arabic words, one word can be recited in different ways. Okay, if there is no dot, if there is no vowel, and that is one of the reasons that we have these ikhtilaf al-qira'at, which will not bring about, a huge difference in the meaning of these verses. So that is a reality, and we cannot negate that because at that time the Arabic alphabet and the Arabic text was without any vowel, without any dot and diacritics. Later, when people were reciting the Noble Book of Quran, we see the concept of ikhtilaf al-qira'at. And sometimes, according to some scholars, the different of dialects, because when it comes to Arabic language, we have different dialects as well. So some reciters of the Quran, they recited the Quran based on their own dialect. Now, what happens is that, so we have these ikhtilaf al-qira'at, different reciters are reciting the Noble Book of Quran in different ways, but later, the Muslim scholars, it's been mentioned that it happened in the 4th century after Hijra,
yes.
7 recitations of the Quran are chosen, and mm-hmm. they are known as Qurra Sab'a, or yes. the 7 reciters of the Noble Book of Quran.
Okay.
And they are Abdullah bin Amir, who passed away in 118, Abdullah ibn Kathir Makki, he passed away in 120, Abu Amr bin Ala Mazani, passed away in 154, Nafi bin Abdul Rahman, 169, Hasim bin Ibn Najub, 128, Hamza bin Habib al-Kufi, 156, and Ali ibn Hamza Kasai, who passed away in 189. These are famous as Qurra Sab'a. They lived in the 2nd century after Hijra, and they learned the recitation of the Quran from Tabi'un. Tabi'un are those people who saw the companions of the Prophet, and of course Tabi'un learned from the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praise to Allah, all glories to Allah. We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
So, according to the great majority of Muslim scholars, both Shia and Sunni scholars, these 7 ways of reciting the Quran, which again I repeat that, there are just slight differences in some of the words, which does not bring any huge difference in the message and in the meaning. These 7 ways of the Quran are authentic, and all of them are mutawatir. And of course, here we have the concept of 14 riwaya. Let me also explain this point. The 14 riwaya means that each of these seven ways of reciting the Quran are narrated to us through two narrators. That is why we have the 14 riwaya or 14 ways of reciting the Quran, and the names of these 14 people are famous. So one of these Qurra Sab'a is Asim, and one of the two reciters from him is Hafs.
Yes.
And nowadays the Qira'a, the riwaya of Hafs from Asim.
Hafs is Asim.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is the most famous among the Muslim populations and Muslim scholars.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quran that is available nowadays is based on the riwaya of Hafs from Asim, which according to the majority of the scholars is the best type of reciting the Quran. And of course, some people believe that Asim indirectly took that way of reciting the Quran from Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes, that's all right. Okay, what about the ayahs inside the surah, Sheikh? Are there, for example, any ayahs in the Quran? Or no, the same could be found in all texts of the Quran all around the world.
No.
Sometimes they accuse the Shias that, for example, you have a different Quran in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
The ayahs are different, you know, for example, in supporting your imams or something like that.
Recently, what happened by the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran in his lecture in UN, because we have the desecration of the Noble Book of Quran recently, he took a copy of the Quran in his hand and he referred to some points regarding to the Noble Book of Quran and its desecration. Now, what the interesting point regarding this action was that what was in his hand was the Quran, which is known as the Quran printed and published in Saudi Arabia. So it has a message that the Quran in all countries is the same. I mean, those people who accuse the Shia, they can come to Iranian mosques, schools, libraries, and to check. And all the people see that there is even no difference in one vowel when it comes to the verses of the Quran. Nowadays, all Muslims all around the world, they read and recite the same Quran, the same order, all the number of the chapters are the same, the number of the verses, the content of the Quran, even the vowels are the same. And as I mentioned, they are based on the Qira'ah of Hafs from Asim. And of course, as I mentioned, many Muslim scholars believe that all these seven ways of reciting the Quran are authentic, meaning that you can recite them, for example, in your prayer. And when we listen to the Quranic recitation of the Quran by some, for example, Egyptian reciters, they knew different ways of reciting the Quran. For example, let me refer to some differences. For example, in Surah Hamd, we have Maliki Yawmiddin.
Yes.
And some reciters have recited it as Maliki Yawmiddin.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some reciters like Abdul Basit, they recite both Maliki Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin.
Mm-hmm.
But this, as I mentioned, this doesn't bring a kind of distortion and huge change in the message of the Quran, because Maliki Yawmiddin means the owner of the Day of Judgment. Maliki Yawmiddin means the sovereign of the Day of Judgment.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference. Or when it comes to the pronoun hum, alayhim, some have recited alayhim, some have recited alayhum, for example. So it's just a vowel. It doesn't bring any change in the meaning.
Okay.
Or sirat with sad or sin. Again, it is a change in a letter without any change in the meaning.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, all these seven ways of reciting the Quran, and according to some scholars, all those 14 ways of reciting the Quran are authentic.
Okay.
And of course, people should refer to the marja taqlid, the religious authority that they follow. There might be slight differences in whether we are able to, when it comes to our salat, prayer, to recite all those 14 riwaya of the recitation of the Quran or not.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. And the final message of today's program is that the Holy Quran will never burn. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.